visiting with the head coach of the Deer Creek Mackinac Chiefs, Job Lindboom, and they christen a brand new football facility this Friday night. How neat is that, Coach Job Lindboom? Like a kid on Christmas morning, right?
Oh, very much so. You know, the great thing about turf, which is what our new field consists of, is that you don't have to worry about tearing it up. You don't have to worry about, well, we have a Thursday night freshman game scheduled, but it rained that day. The field is soft. Is this going to ruin the turf for, you know, the Friday night varsity game? You don't have to worry about any of that. Anybody that has a grass field knows that by the end of the season, it takes quite a bit of abuse. It's tough to maintain. No more watering, no more mowing, no more painting all the stripes. So, it's been a real nice addition for sure.
Tell us the funding mechanism for that. If I remember correctly, was that a referendum that the voters had to approve?
It was a referendum, yep, to the tune of approximately $5.7 million. Now, some of that money went towards parking lot and roof repairs and some other various projects around the school. But, of course, most of it went towards the new football field. And, you know, right now that's what everybody's talking about because football season is upon us. But it actually has a really nice 8-lane track. And our track program never had a track, not even a cinder track. They would have to go a couple blocks down the street and run at a cemetery. So for various reasons, that was a problem. So really, as great as it is for the football program, it's even better for the track program. And in recent years, we've had state champions. In particular, our girls 4x8 relays have won 2 state titles in the last 5 years. So to win state championships and not even have a track to practice on is kind of bizarre. So it's nice to have that as well.
And then it's a facility perfect for the physical education curriculum as well. You know, the nuances of the old facility, you say, yeah, you use nuances, Taylor, but there were some definite improvements that needed to be made, even though, as I mentioned, there were some unique nuances for what you had down there.
Yeah, you know, real estate is really limited for us, you know, because we're right in town. We're not like a lot of these smaller schools that are on the edge of town where you have a lot of available grass to use. So you mentioned, you know, PE classes. Another good example, you know, where were they going to go in the past? Well, on the football field or the practice field, the marching band, when they were out for practice as well. So, again, turf, that can handle quite a bit of abuse. So, you know, the cross-country team was on the track yesterday afternoon. The PE classes during the day are on the field. They can use it. You know, it's open to the public, so people from the community could use it as well. So for all those various reasons, it is so much better than what we had before.
All right, let's talk 2A football. The state champs 2015, Tri-Valley from Downs. 2016, Deer Creek Mackinac. 2017, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. Is that right, Coach Joe Blinboom? All three of those teams are in the heart of Illinois, large conference division in 2018. That's quite a conference.
It is quite a conference. Matter of fact, I think we're going to be pretty decent this year. I don't know if we're going to be great. We'll find out. But I definitely think we're going to be above average. And yet, some of the local papers are picking us to go 0-5 in our large school division, but 4-0 when we play the crossover teams in the small school division. So it's really tough. I think it's the toughest 16 division in the state in 2A. So on top of the three teams that you mentioned, you got El Paso Gridley, who went to the 2A quarterfinals last year and have quite a few of their starters returning. There's us. And then you got Eureka, a 3A school that gave Byron all they could handle for at least three quarters of their first-round playoff game last year. So it is a brutal division. I guess it's kind of like, you know, they always talk in college football about the SEC where you got Alabama and Auburn and, you know, all those schools in that one division, kind of, or maybe even the Big Ten East with, you know, Ohio State and Penn State and Michigan and all that. So I guess kind of the same thing for us. And then the one team that everybody forgets about, you know, you mentioned the three state titles in a row. I feel sorry for Fieldcrest because in 2014, they went 12-1, had the lead at halftime against Eastland Pearl City, who did win that year's Class 2A championship. So we're half away from winning the last four state titles in a row. So it really is a conference that I'm very proud of. I think our competition is as good as anywhere in the state for small school football. I really do.
It looks like you almost have a district schedule, right? And yeah, I know that's the big,
basically.
Yeah, because you get flexibility with the crossovers. Do you think it's going to be a thing or not? I mean, that's the big talk here heading into the 2018-2019 school year.
I do, simply because for us, our schedule works out fantastically right now. We don't need district scheduling, but it seems that we're in the minority on that. It seems like, just listening to discussions from around the state, I know, like, I forget the name of the conference, but like Monmouth-Roseville, I know that was kind of a situation where they have four or five teams in their league, if even that, and they're playing these schools from all over. So I think that there are more problems than there are solutions with the current system. I do think it will change eventually. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Sometimes these things are tough to predict, but it seems like eventually the IHSA will have no choice to get this conference movement under control from a football point of view.
All right, and just give me the state of the game right now, the state of the game and the future of high school football. I know there's always a lot of discussion on numbers and things of that nature. Safety of the game continues to be a big issue. What's the long term for high school football, you think?
Oh, again, these things are so hard to predict. I honestly think that the game is safer than it's ever been, with limitations on practice time. And of course, next year, we're going to have even further limitations on how much game time a player gets per week and what that situation looks like. The rules, as far as protecting defenseless players and things of that nature, are getting better almost by the year. I think the game is safer than it's ever been. The perception of the game, in particular how it's portrayed in media accounts, as science is working more and more towards understanding CTE and what causes that, who knows what the future holds in that regard. As far as numbers are concerned, from my point of view, I know that nationwide and even statewide, there's a downward trend, but from our point of view, our numbers are as good as they've ever been. For some other schools, the numbers are still pretty good. So I think I need a little bit more time to see where those numbers project in the next few years. So it's hard to predict. I think that football will be safe for the time being. But, again, who's to say? We'll find out.
All right. Well, the Chiefs of Deer Creek Mackinac christened that new high school football facility Friday night as they host the Tremont. Coach Joe Blindboom, good luck in the 2018 season.
Thank you very much.